for my time. Say, wait, you may find me so when you start talking way too smooth, the CD is the up and I'm going for food. Welcome to the Earthly Dish Radio Hour. We serve up the hottest in detox technology. I'm Detox Jenny, your co-host, executive chef for Earthly Juices, and I specialize in creating living foods that nourish the body. Please let me introduce my co-host, Detox Counselor Ellie Laura.
Hi, I'm Ellie, and I'm your wellness coach, and I specialize in detoxing the body and helping you bridge the mind and body gap. Let us hydrate your mind with our edible podcast and transform your eating habits, which will improve your digestion and your overall health with ease.
Our hosts are not medical practitioners and are not legally able to offer prescriptions, provide medical advice, or medical diagnosis to any of the Earthly podcast listeners.
Today's show with a detox recipe. How are you? How's it going, Jen?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Great. I'm going to share today my favorite. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's the cucumber salad. It's a Thai cucumber salad, which is a light pickle salad. So this is my favorite detox recipe, especially as we're ending out summer. We need to hydrate and keep up with the hydration. It's still very hot outside. So this is about a 15-minute recipe to put together, and it's a great way to set it out on like a picnic table or, you know, a quick gathering, or just put it together in a jar so you can snack on it throughout the week. And basically, it's a really simple salad that you just use a couple cucumbers. You peel and skin regular cucumbers, or you can use Persian cucumbers. And it's made with white wine vinegar and maybe a tablespoon of sugar of your choice. That could be agave or honey. And you just have a little dill and a little salt and pepper and maybe a little lemon. So it's a quick and easy cucumber salad. You just chop it up and sprinkle some fresh dill on it. And that's about it.
I love it. That sounds delicious. I love that. It's like so flushing for the kidneys to
it
get
is.
Us started.
Hydrate. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So each week we want to share a recipe with you, and that's Ellie's choice this week. Now we're going to get into sharing about kind of like how we got into this field, give you guys a little background into who we are. So I thought I would start by interviewing detox coach Ellie Laura. So
awesome.
Ellie, would you share with me what experience happened in your life that made you want to become a food coach?
All right. I think it's one of these kind of field or professions that you don't really search yourself into. But like food has always been my passion. As you know, Jen, you know my family very well. I come from a family of foodies. My dad was always a chef and worked as a chef growing up. So I always had lots of awesome gourmet food. And, you know, my grandparents had like a Victory Garden. They were from the Depression era and, you know, recycled and reused and had a very sustainable lifestyle based out of necessity. So, you know, and then we moved up to the Bay Area and we're exposed to like farm to table and Alice Waters and cuisine and veganism and vegetarianism. So I always had a very strong identity with my food and the culture with food of how I liked to eat. So I never really thought I would be a chef. I know Jen chose that profession as a chef, but for me, I was always like a connoisseur. I just loved to eat and to make food. And it wasn't until I started becoming a therapist and started working deeply on different connections of mind and body and soul that I realized for me how important food was an integral part of my lifestyle and how it really defined me. And if I looked deeper at it and going into what we call the shadow in a Jungian perspective, I didn't always have that great of a relationship with food. Some parts were kind of, you know, dark. You know, we have food addictions or we consume foods that aren't healthy. And now, you know, flash forward 10 years after I got my degree, you know, there's like the onset of GMOs and non-organic and what detrimental things that they can cause to the body and how long-term, how they can cause long-term illness. And it wasn't until I started really working with earthy juices and really kind of having like a laboratory or like a food kitchen where we would be able to experiment and realize the effects. I have to say, Jen, the time that I realized I really wanted to work with food and work with you and in a chef capacity, it was during the time when you got the contract for Navitas Naturals. I think it was one of the most popular superfood company. And it wasn't until this huge box of superfoods arrived at our doorstep. I mean, there must have been like 30 different types of superfoods in various quantities that arrived to our doorstep. And I was just like, what? This is crazy. This is amazing. I want to start working and playing with these foods. And as I was playing and developing my own personal recipes for this and working with Jen a little bit on her project, I was able to eat these foods and ingest them. And within about, I'd say within about less than 2 weeks, I had already felt the transformation of how they affect positively change the body. And that's when I was turned on. That's when I really discovered, you know what, there's something here. There's something greater. And this is a new relationship with not just food, but superfood. And it was transformative. And I think that's when it really started for me, that I really wanted to work with food in a transformational way and to teach and educate people on how to eat healthier and how to upgrade their lifestyle through superfoods and nutrition.
That's amazing, Ellie. Would you just tell people really quickly what you have your education in?
Yeah. So I graduated, Jen and I graduated relatively the same year from UC Berkeley. Mostly we studied arts, language, literature, classical education from UC Berkeley. And I was really into film and art. And then I went back, I came down to Southern California and I worked with college students. I was like a financial aid counselor or like a student mentor. And I worked in the college field for a long time. And I really developed a skill set in counseling. And when I went to school at Pacifica Graduate Institute, I believed I was going to be a marriage and family therapist. That was what my intention was. So my background for the last 10 years has really been in coaching, counseling, and has been in wellness and traditional psychotherapy. So I have a strong background in traditional psychotherapy as well. And that's what I've kind of sprungboard off of as terms of when I call myself a food coach or a detox counselor. I'm integrating my classical education into a more modern way of relating to our issues that we have today as individuals, like food addictions, in terms of, you know, change, upgrading and transformation. Your transformation can happen, and so many levels could happen in the physical level, which I've worked with a lot of weight loss, for example, or spiritual counseling, just dealing with issues that we have, you know, whether they're personal or they come on onset by our environment. That's my background.
Wow, that's really cool, Ellie.
Thanks.
I've known Ellie for 20 years, and it's been so beautiful to watch her change and transform over these years. We met actually in a vegetarian co-op when we were like girls, and now we're mamas, and we're all grown up. It's so cool, you know, to have a breath with someone where you start by playing in the kitchen. You know, we started in a vegetarian co-op just making delicious things together. I had no idea I'd become a chef, you know, and now it's been my vocation for 20 years. And we began by making art together, actually. Ellie put the first camera in my hand that I had ever had. And then she became my muse, which was really fun because she was a very wild young woman that liked to wear a lot of different fashions. And through the years, we've changed a lot, you know. It's been really beautiful.
And that's what I wanted to get into, introduce you, Jen, is like a lot of people today know you as Chef Jen and, you know, your culinary expertise, and you have a lot of, you know, really amazing knowledge that comes with just cooking. I mean, there are a lot of chefs. I meet a lot of chefs, but there's none like you who can actually perform an educational function. So that was what I wanted to ask you, Jen. What pivotal experience made you want to become a detox chef? Not just a chef, but a detox chef.
So, you know, as I said, I went to, as Ellie said, we went to Berkeley together, and I studied anthropology and fine art practice, and that was really interesting for me. And then I met a chef, and out of love, he taught me so much. And I just fell in love with food. I fell in love with him. I fell in love with food. And it just was like this giant romance for me that started on my tongue. And it hasn't stopped. And it's been almost 20 years or 25 years, I guess. I don't know. Time is whizzing by. But, you know, I had a photography business after college. I'm an image maker, an art maker. I love to create visually. I love to create on the plate. So you see the plate and you just want to, you want to dive in there because someone painted it like beautifully. And then when you dive in there, it's tactile and texture and, you know. And then from there, I began traveling around the world as a chef. I got jobs on luxury yachts and I worked in estates and I just traveled for 7 years. I was professionally homeless, as we say, out of choice. And I just studied like the food of the world. And I just traveled by boat and plane as a private chef. And I was very lucky, that one experience led to the next. But after traveling for 7 years, I and eating rich food, my body kind of started to fall apart. You work very long hours as a chef. You're always on your feet. You're using your body all the time. So I started to develop some digestive disorders, and also kidney issues and adrenal fatigue. And I kind of brought me to a stop. I had to slow down. I wasn't even able to do my thing. So I came back to California and I actually slowed down and me and Ellie got a place together and I went back to school in order to learn horticulture science, to work with plants. I got really earthly. I like started getting into growing my own food for the first time. I'd always watched my mother grow food. It was like her therapy to grow it and it was my therapy to cook it. So I just went back to that. I slowed my life down because I was going way too fast, traveling around the entire world, seeing, you know, Europe and Asia and just eating everything that I could. And I started to get really conscious about what was being put in my mouth every moment. And in slowing down, I started to study. I went back to really studying how food affects the body. And that's kind of my expertise. I understand the digestive system, how to heal the digestive system with living foods and lifestyle practices. So, yeah, Ellie, I mean, I hope that answers mm-hmm. your question.
Absolutely. Yeah. I feel you all the way because I've seen you really transform and it's just amazing to know the amount of knowledge that this lady has is unbelievable. You know, it really surprises me sometimes that you know these answers to like how to heal the gut and the digestive. It's like you're really dialed in and it's really awesome.
Thank you. I do my best. What I found as I started to slow down and listen to my own body, that my body had a voice actually, and that it would guide me. It would tell me, you know, hey, Jen, I really need some good nourishment. I need some good food right now. I need some proper hydration right now. I need some touch right now. I need you to connect, you know, and that was a little weird at first to think, oh, wait, my body has a voice. It can tell me stuff. You know, we're used to our heads running the show. Our head just says, you know, got to do this, got to do this next. You know, like we're on this weird, we're programmed in a way. But as I slowed down, I was able to listen.
So it sounds like you really went through like a somatic healing therapy process of some sort, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so what is your focus now as a detox chef? You've gone through all of this and you went through this transformational healing experience and you have such an amount of knowledge. Now, what's your new venture? What are you doing as a detox chef that you're inspired by?
Right. So I'm still in the vein of working with people's digestion. Like my main goal is to help people heal their gut. So they make better decisions. So they're better people. So we have a better world. And because I feel like the more healthy your gut is, the more you can show up. The real you can show up if you're not in pain. You know, if you're suffering from chronic pain, your mind is not clear. So I'm really interested in helping people cleanse and holding the cleansing container and helping people get over their fight or flight and handle their adrenal fatigue so they can get into a place of empowerment where they're actually being nourished. And then they can be of service out there and they can make great decisions and then we can make our world a better place. It's like we had a catchphrase for Earthly Juices, which is healing humanity one juice at a time. And it really is quite a powerful thing to think about. So, Ellie, I thought it might be fun if you could share a little bit about Earthly Juices and how we started it. And that now we're at 7 years and we probably touched and transformed over 10,000 people in our journey together, yeah. You and I.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're coming up to 8 years. 2010 was the year we connected with this. It could have been, 2010. And so we're about 8.5 years into this now. And it all began, this is my story. I love this story so much. It all began in Mount Shasta. And Mount Shasta was a place where we had a very dear friend. It was Jen's spiritual guru. And, I mean, I don't know if he's a guru, but he's just a spiritual master.
Actually, he was my massage therapist. And I met him through one of my friends who had a naked party at his house.
See, there's a story behind
that. They were very outlandish and creative. This was her birthday wish, so.
This was for you to tell. So, yes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
This is your story. I love it. So, we had an invite, and he had invited Jennifer to come up and just to come up to Mount Shasta and to be present at Mount Shasta and just to as a friend invitation. So, at that time, I was going through a lot of stress. I was in a graduate program. I had innumerable amounts of stress that we all experience at times, different times of our life when it's just become almost too much. So, I called Jen and I told her all my problems, and she's like, let's just go up for the weekend to Mount Shasta, get some time off. I ended up getting about
for a week. Go for like 7 to 10 days.
We were up there for 7 to 10 days. And, you know, Mr. Rundy, who's passed now, and he's an amazing spiritual, nutritional master athlete, you know, tantra guru, spiritual guy. He walked us through a cleanse and he helped us create our own cleanse. He really held the container for us. And that's our theme today is holding the container. And this very beautiful, non-judgmental, just supportive, loving, like authentic, just 100% present person. He's a human being for us. And he let us kind of use his space to a certain degree to detox, to cleanse. And I remember going to Stewart Mineral Springs on our first night and detoxing so intensely. I came back and we're having a beautiful soup that Jen made. And all of a sudden I get up, excuse me, this is a little detailed. And I'm just like, I have to puke. I'm just throwing up. And I remember feeling so much shame and embarrassment. Like, oh my God, here we're having this beautiful raw soup or wonderful yummy soup that Jen just made. And we hung out with Rundy, who's just glorious and he's amazing. And we're listening to
We're in the woods.
I'm just hurling and I just come out, you know, sweaty and a mess. And I'm just like, I'm so sorry. And he's like, why? Love, you're detoxing. Get it out. And I never understood that until that moment, what detoxing meant. So, you know, that was my first experience of what detoxing means. It's purging sometimes, and it's painful, and it's brutal. And I have seen my clients go through that, or our, you know, customers go through that, where they call us up, I drank 2 red beet green juices, and I'm never going to drink them again. But what we've learned is this holding this container and saying, okay, you know what, that's okay. Maybe we shouldn't drink red juices. Maybe you should just drink water, and then we'll try back tomorrow. And because the purging part can be very frightening if you're not prepared for it. But that's how you detox sometimes. Sometimes you have to really intensely, sometimes it feels like violently purge. But going back
I think what you're talking about is that every detox that you do might affect each person differently. Some people may puke. Some people may feel high and like on a cloud. Some people may have emotions that come up that are hard to face, like shame or regret. I feel like detoxing through juice cleansing is actually a spiritual process. And whatever you have sitting behind the curtain, the stuff you're not addressing, is going to come right to the front. And it gives you this awesome, awesome opportunity in order to like look at it. Like, what is all this? What am I not looking at that's deeper? What does my body need that I'm not yet giving it? What can I release? What can I let out of this container? What actually belongs in this container? You know?
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Go ahead.
So just to conclude with our beautiful earthly juice story. So, you know, we were up there for 7 to 10 days, and it wasn't until maybe about the third day when I'm feeling the highest, the third or fourth day, when you're really like elated because you've purged, you've cleansed, you've detoxed, you sweated, you know, all the ways that it can come out of your body, all the stuff is going out and you're starting to feel high, like just light. Is you're just filled with light and a sense of lightness. It's like that lightness of being. And, you know, one morning we're sitting in the beautiful nature, pristine nature, and you know, drinking our Unbarrier Libido smoothies. And that's like a blueberry smoothie, simple blueberry smoothie with banana and maca. And maca really recharges your vitality. It really hits, you know, the endocrine system. Maca really recharges. It can actually accentuate your libido, your connection to life. It's just an amazing superfood. And we are drinking this, and I'm just feeling just vibrant and full of vitality. But because we're cleansing and drinking and being with earth and being with nature, and Rendy's spiritually guiding us, there's something, like I had an epiphany, and I just turned to Jenna. I'm like, my God, this is so good. This is so good. Is this what God wanted us to feel and to be like and to drink and to eat? And, you know, the answer was yes, yes. And so once I realized this was a part of our true nature to be in one with just these superfoods and the divineness of the energy that comes from these foods, I was like, this is amazing. We need to share this with every human being in the world, because our bodies and the people and society is so burdened down. And that was when it was like a voice that came through the universe said, let's just share this with the world, Jen. We got to share this with the world. And by speaking that out, by proclaiming it, you know, the portal was open, and I didn't know it, unbeknownst to me, we had a path, and we opened a clearing to start earthly juices and to start sharing it with the world. And people started showing up, products started showing up, opportunities started showing up one after another. It was really quite amazing.
It was a wild alignment. Like all of a sudden it was like, do, 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 do. Oh, you have 2,000. We came home and we had a box of $2,000 worth of superfoods given to us for a research project. I was hired to develop some foods for Navita's Naturals. And there was enough there for us to explore. And we said, okay, well, maybe we're not ready to like start a company or something, but let's share this with the world. So every Saturday, Ellie and I would get together and we would do a one-day juice cleanse. And I just loved it. And that's how we developed our basic cleanse and our weekend warrior cleanse for athletes. Like we would take the day and we would detox every Saturday and we would document it. We started taking pictures. We started, which goes back to our art connection, like where we started as a muse for each other, a muse, you know, and we started documenting it. And then we created a Facebook that was an identity, like a goddess, and we called it Earthly Juices. And before we knew it, we had several thousand people on that page. That the minute we would put something up, they wanted more. They just wanted more. Like it was wild.
We were really connecting with people national, like throughout California. We had friends. I had friends in like the Bahamas and the Cayman Islands. Actually, they were just, you know, people just like you and me living across the world and wanted to know more about our recipes and just sharing the vibe. And it was quite extraordinary because I think at that time, you know, Facebook
nobody was
really juicing like that. Yeah.
Yeah, nobody was juice cleansing. People weren't sharing everything and their mother over Facebook. It was 10 years ago almost, you know, and people were were ecstatic to share this thing. And we felt like Earthly Juices was a goddess. Like she was like something that came to us in those woods in Shasta and something that came home in order to heal us. And we held the space for her to show up as she wished. Now, as we went, we were then invited by one of our friends that we happened to meet, Debbie Drew of La Paz Spa, in order. She said, why don't you guys make a cleanse? You guys, she was our neighbor at the time, actually. She used to come over and watch us on Saturday doing our little cleanse and enjoying ourselves. And she said, why don't you make a cleanse for my clients? Why don't you help people with this, not just on Facebook, but actually do it physically so people can begin the cleansing process? Could you hold the container for these people right. if I gave you this opportunity? And we did, and she did. And before we knew it, we were doing the cleanse once a month with people. And we took 10 people through it, then 20, then 30, then 40, then 50. And everybody was having amazing results. That so much so that people are saying, can you do this once a week? I want to keep working with you guys. You guys have this amazing container. You know how to hold this space for us to walk through. I'm transforming. Check out my mm-hmm. transformation, you know, and that was really amazing. And then we decided, okay, let's share this with even more people. Let's make a business of it. Let's do Earthly Juices professionally. And we did a Groupon. And in the Groupon, we sold $10,000 worth of cleanses, and we were able to complete the Groupon, fulfill on everything within 3 months, and raise $10,000. And then from there, we attracted someone with $25,000 to open our first juice bar. So it was really this like very organic, loose thing that happened, but it just started to snowball and go bigger and bigger. And before we knew it, we were holding the container for so many people, like a portal for people to walk through and change who they were. And it started with the juices, and then we had the juice bar. And from the juice bar, we started to offer classes to teach people how to cook for themselves and how to change their lives pretty much through, because what came to us as we started to eat in this divine way is new ways of living your lifestyle, to have a healthy lifestyle and create healthy habits. So that was really, really powerful thing to do. One of the things that we want to share on this show each week is we want to share with you a lifestyle hack or a lifestyle tip. And the lifestyle tip for this week is that so often we forget to hydrate, right? So Ellie, I mean, what was our main thing when we back first had the shop? We were always telling people to create.
So we always had a hydration station. We just had a few building blocks. They were very basic. And these are just things that we basically need in the course of our day, is drinking enough water and, you know, just tools to stay present and then tools to detox yourself through the cleansing process. So that's when we started building like a detox ritual, like what things like you can do in course of the 2 or 3 days to help yourself find ease and release.
Yeah, so the lifestyle hack this week is step one, create a hydration station. And I was so inspired by Ellie, actually, because she was making the most beautiful beverages that were just water with cucumber put in them or water with lemon peels, or she took cinnamon sticks and she put them in the water and she left them on the windowsill and they would infuse with like sunlight. And I would look at them and they were so beautiful to me as an artist, as a photographer. I would take pictures of them. I couldn't help it. And then I was just like, I want to drink that, you know, like it was like she manifested this hydration station in our windowsill. And it just reminded me to drink water. So I guess this week's lifestyle hack is to make your own hydration station, to set it up, take your water, sit it in the windowsill, put some sea salt in it or a crystal in it or anything that's beautiful to you, and walk away and do something else. Come back an hour later. You see it there. You pick up that water glass and you drink that water. You drink it right down. You fill it right back up and you put it right back in the window. That beautiful crystal container of water. You know, one of the things I was just blown away with when we did our cleanse with Rundi is at Mount Shasta, the water that comes out of the mountain is so delicious and so mineralized. You know, I just wanted to drink like crazy. And when you're on a cleanse too, one of the big things that you want to do is you want to make sure not only do you drink a lot of variety of juices like a rainbow, but that you hydrate, that you have teas or you have cucumber water, lemon water, cinnamon water, sea salt water, that you get the hydration in there. You make a hydration station. So that's the lifestyle hack for this week. It's step one. Let's get hydrated. Let's make drinking water actually fun. What do you think, Ellie?
I think it's awesome. And I just want to recap just because this is our first show. So we will be sharing with you the recipe, which I shared with you at the top of the show. So if you missed it, go back and re-listen to our podcast because I have just that
and
my
we'll be
recipe.
Adding links where you can see blog posts and videos on how to do more complex, you know, things. We're starting simple. We're going to warm you up.
And then every show we will have a guest, an amazing guest that's an expert in their field to come and chat with us and that we can ask very intense questions to about the things they do and help that we can all share their tips on health and healing to you. So we do have a guest tonight and I wanted to share her with you, but we're going to take a break soon, right, Jen?
Yeah, we're going to go to a commercial and then we're going to have Shaman Isabella Stoloff join us to talk about holding the cleansing container for spiritual transformation in her work that she does.
That's going to be exciting. Yeah, we've known Shaman Isabella for several years now. She was one of our very first customers in Earthly Juices. I think now I can say we know 10 years now. So we're really excited to share her voice with you today.
Hey there, Detox Jenny here. Is your digestion poor, painful, or just plain stuck? If so, please consider doing a short 3 to 10 day juice cleanse with my company, Earthly Juices. You can visit us at bringmejuice.com. You will be surprised what a difference a short cleanse can make within your body and your overall well-being. Our organic farm-to-table juice cleanses are handcrafted to exclude your allergies and geared towards solving your health issues. Call 310-404-6804 and mention this show and receive a free quart of juice with your first order. You can also find us at www.bringmejuice.com or you could write us your detox questions at earthlyjuices@gmail.com. We can't wait to bring that juice to your doorstep.
I tell myself again and again, I'm happy about my favorite juice from Jen. I tell myself again and again, well, Earthly Juices, they make the best juice cleanse.
There's balance in our duality.
As our energies explore the possibilities.
Time is but an illusion.
And information is power.
You're listening to InnerLightRadio.com.
The healing frequency.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hi, Bella.
Hi.
This is exciting. You are our very first guest with Earthly Juices, so sorry for some of the technical delays. But we're so excited to introduce you to our Earthly Juices group and all of our fans and all of our customers and clients. So we want to say hi to Shaman Isabella. And may I introduce some of the work that she does? And you can fill in the gaps. So Isabella is a shaman, and she does spiritual detox and cleansing to a certain degree where she has different rituals, and she performs different functions to help people release things that they want to let go of. Or she helps people find different ways for transformation, maybe identifies blocks in people's life, and she helps them elevate so that they can be the best of all their possible selves.
Fantastic. It's a different kind of detox than you do and Jen does. You guys have your own
physical detox.
Yeah, but you know, the physical is the spiritual as well. So,
yes,
you
absolutely.
Know, I might do the extractions and the, you know, the energetic work, you know.
Yeah.
But you guys, the gut, doing the dirty work.
So we have a lot in common, though, and that's why we wanted you to be our first wonderful guest on our show, because we have a lot in common. Is we're holding containers, we're holding spaces for people to let go of it, and we see that there's a lot of fear or reluctance or just unknown things that are happening when you're about to transform. You're kind of on this unsteady phase, and you're well, holding a container.
Yeah, and you're so used to stuffing, right? Like, we're so used to stuffing it. I'm going to eat this chocolate bar. I'm going to eat this Big Mac or whatever people eat nowadays. But, you know, like, I'm just going to stuff my feelings with food to not look at the energetic imprint that, you know, that is really why I'm suffering, right? So, and people go to therapy. But this is a whole new wave of energy that we've had come in since 2012. We've really had an awakening on the planet since you guys opened your shop. You know, I know you were, you know what? Mm-hmm. We've known each other since before, because you were delivering. You were doing deliveries when we first met. You didn't
That's
have
right.
a shop yet. You guys didn't
no.
even have the shop.
No, That's we right. didn't. For like a That's full right. year, we did deliveries. So we probably would have met you in 2011.
Yeah, yeah.
Or 2010 even.
2010,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, so I'm getting colonics from Kitty. And she's got her juices, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, what is that? You got a cold pack filled with juices, and they get delivered to your door? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You wanted in on that, didn't you?
I wanted in on that, bad boy. And I got my delivery last night. Woo-hoo!
So, mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm so appreciative.
From my heart to yours.
I love you, honey. Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, as we're building our tribe, as we're building our community, as we're coming out now with you beautiful girls doing your podcast and, you know, introducing more people to your wisdom, it's really important that we stay connected, that we remember our roots, you know, remember where we came from and, you know, how I was doing it for donations. People were bringing me Boca de Pepo gift cards and cupcakes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I don't think I ate the Boca de Pepo, but, you know, and my sister Katina, she was at OHI for 12 years teaching classes and doing detoxes with people. And, you know, Ann Wigmore, where that whole thought form came from. So it's really important. The work you guys are doing is really, really important. And I'm honored that you asked me to come on your first show.
I know. You get to help us start holding this container, the new container for everybody around the world that might listen to this and get inspired to start juice cleansing or cleansing your body in general, you know?
Well, and let's talk about juice cleansing, right? Because I think that term freaks a lot of people out. I remember 20 years ago when my sister was like, you got to do a juice cleanse. I'm like, are you kidding me? Not meat? What do you mean? A juice cleanse. Yeah. We're just going to have liquid for a couple of... No. Not good. I will never give up my Snickers. You know, I'm never going to give up my... You know, and it takes time. So for the listeners out there, it's not an overnight, for me at least. I mean, maybe somebody, but it's been really 20 years of me slowly getting to the point where I felt I could do a weekend warrior. That's what you guys had, those weekend warrior packages.
Yeah, the 10 quarts.
And, you know, and I did it and I wasn't hungry. I was shocked.
Yeah, I think that the way we approach it is more like a juice feast. I think the word juice cleanse might scare people. I mean, I guess it's become pretty popular now, or a juice detox. But yeah, it should be called a juice feast, I guess.
Juice yeah. feast. I like that. And you guys have started incorporating food. So it's not just a juice cleanse anymore. Now it's actual meals. You're doing meal prep.
Well, we have our juice till dinner setups that allow you to have like soup and salad at night. So you get something warm for the body. We created those about a year into our programs because so many people were too frightened to go all juice.
Like, yeah, exactly.
It's like, frightening. Mm-hmm. To think about withholding, withholding's like, I can't eat anything. Can I eat an apple? You know, people get really upset. Like, I can't even eat an apple. So, you know, it's a hard concept for some people. But the food, when you're like, you mean I can eat a kale salad and everything's going to be okay? And it's just, it was great to have that, the culinary.
The option. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to have that option. And really and truly, once you introduce this food into your body, your body wants it. It craves it. I know, you know, if you've never done it before, you might be listening thinking there's no way my body's going to crave kale. But, you know, maybe it's not kale. But it does. I literally crave. I have to have my green juices. Like, and if I don't have time to make it for myself, having you guys so close, I mean, neither one of you are as close as you used to be. But, you know, the fact that you now have drivers and you've got people supporting you and building this company. It's just great. It's great for, you know, women on the go, men on the go, people that
moms on the go. Yeah.
Moms on the go can't really take the time to cook. You know, I've had you guys come and feed my clients, like go to my clients' houses that I knew were, you know, business women and couldn't,
make their meals. I have to say something to how much Isabella has transformed over the last, 8 years of me knowing her, just watching her become so, like, turning her beam up. You just have, it's been so beautiful to watch, like, you know, like, and really changing the way you eat, like getting clean with the way you eat and seeing also just seeing you in action, like doing your shamanistic energy clearing thing. Like, it's so powerful. I love it when I show up to her house to cook for her, if we're doing a private chef thing, she'll clear me first. Before I even touch the food, I get her container all around me.
Yeah.
And there's something so beautiful in someone holding the space for you to make these transformation, being it a physical eating thing or a spiritual thing. Having someone hold the space to know, like, oh my God, when I'm in an what's going to happen moment, I have someone I can text emergency, or I have someone I can call. And, you know, I think that's what made us different. We were actually available to people rather than just some box you get at your house.
Yeah.
And it says 1, 2, 3,
you're
4, 5.
No, you and Ellie are totally physically available. And that's a beautiful, the way you put it, that, yeah, I clear my house. I clear my food. I clear myself. I clear my clients.
I clear my
you
chef.
When you come over. I clear my chef. You
know? I loved it. I love it. She would clear all my chakras, make sure they were all going in the right direction. And then she's like, okay, you can start now.
Balance and aligned. And
just not to mention the vibration that Isabella attains to. It's like she really holds the bar. So you walk in and her house is just like buzzing. I mean, I know I've seen the transformation of the last several years, but there's like beautiful crystals like the size of my body. And they're like in her, you know, just like buzzing all together. And you're like, wow, I don't, even if she doesn't do a physical or like an intention clearing, you just get vibed out with all the energy that's through, that she's
working
with.
The good vibes.
So, you know, you've gone a lot further. You inspire me because you've created your healing center, which is also functions in so many levels as such a great vibe. You walk into your home, your center, and you just get kind of like vibed and cleared. And that's great. I love it.
I love you guys so much. And, you know, you have to think of how much you've supported me and helped me do that, right? So again, I'm going to talk about the tribe and the community, but we held space for each other. We were both starting off. We were all, you know, all coming together, not really knowing each other. And the vibration of the food helped my vibration of my business, helped my vibration of my body, you know, grow and evolve.
Essentially, the food was helping to hold your container so you could help other people. I love that idea.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, when I helped you, but you helped me as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
which is what it's all about, right? I mean, as we're building our communities and getting our tribes together and now branching out to get this show listened to all over the world and get people cleansing, you know, whether it's from you or, you know, whether they got a chakra balancing from me or a juice from you or somebody, we don't, you know, it's not really there. There's no competition. There's only collaboration. There are millions and millions of people in the world, and there are millions and millions of different types of modalities to support you.
And I know from my experience of as being a cleanser, like, you know, you're right. Some people are not ready for a juice cleanse or just to drink juice in a salad all day and for 2 days or 3 days in a row. But what I found as talking to hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of people in the last several years, is that if you just show that you care, that you are attentive and that you can give them one little tip, like, you know, why don't you just try turmeric for that arthritis instead of this or something, and that you show that you're passionate and you care, people are going to be, you know what, I'm going to try that. I'm going to go home and make myself a turmeric tea. And then that one little thing, because it's so sincere, you showed you cared, that can change their life. I've had people come back and say, thank you, just for that. And that's what that sets the ball going.
And you know what, I'm glad you said that, because there was something I wanted to talk about, and we, you know, all of our energy is buzzing right now, so I forgot it. But it was like, Jen was talking about how you have somebody you could text in an emergency and get right back to you. I was really, really sick. Remember? I was really, really sick. And I was texting Jen and she's like, have you tried coconut oil, lemon, and eucalyptus, and rub it all over your body and lie in the sun?
Like, no, I feel like a crazy person, right?
I'm going for it right now. And I did, you know, and it helped. It totally helped me.
Jen and I have done some things like that together just today too. And Jen's like, I have this like itchy in my back. I'm like, Jen, you need to do this and this and this. And we're like, yeah, you know, when you're open to receiving, you know, like the things just get downloaded in, like that's the right herbal remedy or the natural
for
way
you.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Like, I mean, you probably find this when you're working with people, Isabella, that like, all of a sudden you start saying things and doing things. You're like, wait, is that me doing that? Wait a minute.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Through,
so
like a channel.
Yeah.
And like you're reading them and you're seeing where they're stuck. And it's like some sort of higher consciousness DMT experience. Like it's a little outside the body and a lot inside the body. And then you've delivered this message, you know, so.
The ayahuasca I've drank. I don't know if it's from the San Pedro. I don't know what it's from. Or if it's just a gift. But yeah, I had a client this morning where I was just, you know, when I have my weekly, sometimes I'm like, I don't know what we're going to work on, but they've talked what they need to talk about. They lie on the table. And then all of a sudden, all these downloads, all this information, I'm like, oh, did you ever blah, blah, blah. Oh yeah. And you know, and then we go, oh, we got to clear that word from your vibration. Even the word is stuck in your vibration.
It's true.
The thought form is stuck in your vibration, or, you know, it's fascinating. And I'm like, oh, look at this, could be a scientific study if I could, you know, because I could see all the chakras are out in the same way they were out with it. It's just a trip, man. It's a trip. Yeah. This stuff is real.
It is.
A lot.
Yeah. People think it's woo woo, but yeah. It's interesting, too, because people call me on the phone and I've never met them at all. And like, I'll just start holding space for them, right? Because we're holding this container for them to find their transformation. That's literally what Earthly Juices is. It's like this portal that Ellie and I stretched open and said, okay, you walk into this thing. It's time for you to drop some stuff. So let's drop some belief systems. Let's drop some nasty habits. Let's take on some new habits. They're going to serve you. You know, let's create people that are healing themselves through food. And yeah. I just find sometimes people call me, I don't know them at all, but that space, that portal of what we represent, because we're so clear on holding that container for people, it just opens. And then I can see all this stuff that I don't have access to on the regular.
Yeah.
And then and then I don't say anything. I used to be like, okay, I got to blurt it out. I got to tell them. I got to know. You know, I'm insecure. They need to know I know, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
now
yeah.
I don't. I just sit there and I wait for them to tell me and I'm like, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Really?
You're like, wow. I knew it all along.
I love it. Thank you.
I knew it.
I can just affirm them, and then we're able to easily walk them to the next step, because it's that container, like that being that clear vessel. It's like that water on the windowsill that's so beautiful with the light coming through it, you know, and like I love that. I actually, Ellie was asking me, like, what is my motivation? Like, why do I keep doing this? And that's it. It's that be opening the vessel and holding the space for people to have the transformation. And then when they have it, how it feedbacks to you that you changed my life. Thank you. You know, and
yeah,
I'm
I
sure
love that.
You have the same experience in doing the shamanistic work, you know?
Well, and after 10 years, almost 10 years of it, you know, the people that have been with me for 10 years and watching their growth and, you know, just, yeah, having them come back and go completely changed my life. I'm like, really? Wow. Thank you. But that's,
amazing.
You know, it's, you know, it's just interesting to watch after all these years, like what's happening on the planet and how, you know, and how we are, I mean, we keep using the word holding space, but how we are holding space for others. And you know, it's like planting a seed, right? Mm-hmm. So I want to talk to people out there that maybe aren't ready for this. They just tuned in. They don't know why they were attracted to the show.
Right.
They just were like, maybe I'll listen to this for some reason. I don't know why. And, you know, it's like, I am not perfect. Okay. The girls will tell you, I'm not perfect. I'm not eating good all the time and drinking good all the time. I love my wine. I eat, you know, I love my wine with cheese. I mean, I'm, you know, honest, I'm not a vegan. So it's like, you don't have to be perfect to go on a juice cleanse. You don't have to change everything about yourself and clear your container and hold space
for
yourself. You know, it's not like that. It's like the ebb and flow of life. Even I know that even 2 days of eating regularly, but downing a bunch of juices from them is going to save me. It's going to, you know, like, I know it's going to keep me from getting sick when all the flu season comes. It's going to help my liver. It's going to keep my tummy clear. You know, it's not all or nothing, guys. It's not black and white.
It isn't. That's great. That's great that you.
Yeah, I like that. I definitely think it's the rainbow.
It's the colors of the chakras.
It is. It is. Like, and also I love that you said that we don't have to be perfect and that we shouldn't shame or hurt ourselves when we're not, right? So if we fall off the wagon or we want to go and party one night or whatever, we're forgiving of ourselves. You know, we say, oh, okay, that's the experience I wanted to have that day. That's awesome. Let me wake up. What can I do for myself today to talk to my body and give my body what it needs to keep me doing it great, you know, and being upright and making it happen, you know, and
being upright.
We're all a work in progress, right? I mean, it's hard.
I just think it's important to people. It's important for people to know, you know.
Yeah, food addiction is a real thing, you know.
Yeah,
and almost everybody's addicted to something, and most people are addicted to food. People use food as a coping tool. You know, and I think they often shame themselves for them using it to cope, which is, it's a little backwards, right? We should give ourselves the space if we need to cope, right? I mean, spiritually.
Well, you know, I made those good vibes, positive affirmation deck to help people, right, with that shift of consciousness. So one of the cards says, turn guilt into gratitude, judgment into acceptance, and fear into love. Because if we're not feeding ourselves mentally the positive affirmation food that we need, if we're not speaking positively about ourselves, if we're not thinking positively about ourselves, who will? You know, who will? So we've got to start, and that's why I developed those cards, was to help myself and then help others start to shift the consciousness, start to change the conversation. Yes, we're talking about juicing and eating healthy, but how do you feed your spirit? How do you feed your mind positive, vibrations?
Yeah, your cards are a great reminder. Definitely. If all the listeners out there, check these cards out. They're super beautiful. Her daughter made the art and she downloaded all these awesome sayings, and you can play with the deck actually if you're a little off kilter.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if you're on kilter.
Game. No, it's a great party game. I tell everyone, pull it out during a party and just stand around and have a conversation. Start a conversation with the cards, you know. But listen, girls, I'm going to give everyone my website.
Please.
I have a feeling we're coming near our end. And it's my name, IsabellaStoloff.com, or OrangeCountyHealingCenter.com. So you can go to OrangeCountyHealingCenter.com or IsabellaStoloff.com. Find me on Facebook, Instagram, Shaman Isabella. I'm all over the place. Trip to Peru, October 25th through November 3rd. We have, you know, just a lot of events going on here.
Don't you do a fire ceremony every month?
I don't do it every month anymore. I do it when spirit calls. Yeah, I used to do every full moon, And then recently I did one June 30th and August, whatever, or June, whatever. I just did
That's
two back to back. Like I've just done, like I'm just listening to spirit because of all the eclipses and that blood moon and people are freaking out. And so it's like, we're going to anchor in that energy and just be a support. But yeah, you can go to the events page and sign up on my mailing list, shamanisabella@gmail.com. Hit me up. Tell me you heard me. You heard me
Good.
On Earthly Juices Radio.
Thank you.
I love you, girl, so much. I wish you
Thank you so
luck.
Much.
I know.
Thank you so much for joining so well. Us.
Yeah. You're gonna rock it. Have me back on, will you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That sounds like
to the first show.
Right.
Money. I love you girls. Cheers.
Thank you.
Isabella. Thank you everybody for listening. It's been wonderful.
Thank you so much for being our first podcast. So thanks so much. We have so many amazing guests. I'm just so excited. I'm getting all ready to talk to some amazing people soon and get them on board. Right, Jen?
Yeah, absolutely. We have doulas that want to come on the show. We have fermenting fairies that want to come and share about how to make awesome fermented beverages that heal your gut. We have Raja, cyberkinetic healers. We have all sorts of amazing healers.
Don't spill all the beans, Jen. We got amazing. Because these are these
colon hydrotherapists, massage therapists. Yeah. The list goes on and on.
Of the last 10 years of all the amazing people we've been able to meet throughout Earthly Juices, and we've just met just some phenomenal people, life changing people, and so we're so blessed to have to be able to share these people with you. So please stay tuned and just let us know if you have any referrals. You want people that we want to be on the show to discuss. Please message us. And Jen, we have some credentials as well for people to find us. You want to state those?
Oh, we don't need to. Our extra will do it. Okay. I think it's about to come right now. And we'll catch you on the dish next week.
Awesome.
Thank you for listening. Please tune in at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Earthly Dish Radio Hour on innerlightradio.com. For more of the Earthly Dish, visit us on Facebook at the Earthly Dish Radio Show fan page, or follow us on Instagram at Earthly Dish. Follow me, Detox Jenny, at www.detoxjenny.com, or catch me on Instagram at Jenny Got Juiced.
And you can find me, Detox Ellie Lara, at www.ellielara.com and on Instagram at Ellie Lara. Have a delicious week.